Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the pitch on the way to Yiner. Deep drive to left. Back goes Happ. It's a three-run home run. The pitch to Cam Smith. Hit high in the air, deep left field. This ball is going to leave the yard.
I thought we had a good game plan going into it. Just never really caught my footing. Let up too many walks, hit a guy 0-2, just a recipe for disaster. Got my ass kicked today.
Kay Horton knows exactly what happened to him on Friday night. He got tattooed. Couple of home runs, 700 runs over four innings. He walked four, only struck out two. Just a rough first foot out there, if you will. Kate Horton's worst start of his major league career coming against the Houston Astros. Talking about it with Mark Grody here on Rahimi and Harris. Layla has the day off. And we're also taking calls from you, 312-644-6767, and checking in on the text line as well. I will say this about Kate Horton. It's evident to me that when the Cubs make a deal, and I think they should make two deals for two starting pitchers, when they do that, Kate Horton should go to the bullpen. Also, Colin Ray should go to the bullpen. And then you have a starting staff of Shota Imanaga, Matthew Boyd, Jameson Taillon, and then the other two starters filling in wherever they slot based on their ability, resume, whatever you want to say. And the issue is, well, it's going to be hard to find someone at the top of that rotation, higher or on the level of a Shota Imanaga, who looked great, by the way, in his first start back, Mark.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does for an encore in his second start. But yeah, I'm really curious as to what Kate Horton, the starter, is and what he would be if you just let him play through it this year. But yeah, I mean, you see a game like yesterday, and his ERA is probably close to five-ish right now, probably 4.5 or so. So he's had kind of these ups and downs. So I don't know. I'm a little bit reluctant to just say, yeah, throw him in the bullpen. We know what he is, because I just don't know what his contribution as a starter is at this moment. Like, I'm still confused about Kate Horton, as you can tell, because I have people telling me, like on the record, like Ron Coomer saying that this guy is eventually a one or a two. John Heyman, I think, today on Molly and Haw says, oh yeah, this guy could probably be a two in a rotation. So I kind of want to see that play out. But, yeah, I think you could also do better than Kate Horton.
Well, Kate Horton, the reason I think he's going to the bullpen, it's just a matter of when, not if, is because he's never thrown more than 88 and a third pitchers as a pro. Innings as a pro. And so because of that, you're going to have to slow roll him. And the way to slow roll him, you can either
make him a six starter,
or you can have him in the bullpen as a weapon.
Well, that's just
and then
it.
You might not have to go out and find as much relief help on the trade market.
What's better for the team and for him even in the future? It's a great question. Having him be the six starter, keep on getting those starts in, because that's what you are. That's what people, I believe, say that he is at the top of a rotation. I'm still not convinced necessarily that he's a one or a two. I just feel like it probably would be more valuable to keep him in the starting rotation on some sort of limited basis.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Again, 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Tim in Elk Grove. Tim, you're on with Mark Grody, Marshall Harris here on 670 The Score.
Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a lifelong Cubs fan, and I'm watching this team, and I love the Cubs and everything, and I think Council's a great manager. But I truly believe that he needs to juggle that lineup a little bit. Hap cannot be leading off. He should be a 3-4-5 hitter. I could deal with the strikeouts if he was a 3-4-5 hitter. You got your best hitter is Cody Horner, I think, right now. Or Nico Horner. He's sitting down at 7-8, you know, 6-7-8 down there. He's a catalyst. Guy that can get on base. And I just don't believe that Jed Hoyer has done Council any favors by not providing him anybody to go to. We have no bench at all. Bruan, Justin Turner, we have nobody to go to. So I'm hoping at the trading deadline if they can get us another starting pitcher and then maybe pick up a couple guys that can come off the bench and do a little bit better to help Council out.
Yeah, that depth is sorely needed, and especially when you talk about the fact they've been platooning Michael Bush at first base with Justin Turner, and he hasn't really been very productive at all. And Bush hasn't been great against lefties. They have to make moves to make themselves more dangerous against good left-handed starting pitchers. Not the bad left-handed starters, which some teams will throw out at like a number five guy, but a good, like we saw it twice in that series against the Astros, where they can be able to do a better job. Now, the Ian Happ moving down, I understand. He had a rough weekend, right? He was 1-for-15 in that series. Before that, though, he was productive. He's been on a bit of a tear with his power. I know you were down on Ian Happ.
I gave him a C. I mean, I probably should have given him a C+, but I expect more from Ian Happ.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It just hasn't felt like it's been there enough for Ian Happ this year. And I get it, because you gave some pretty good numbers on Friday. It just, like, there's just something missing with Ian Happ this year. I'll be very curious to see how Layla grades. Is Layla going to give her grades tomorrow?
Yeah, Layla's probably going to give her grades tomorrow. I got to just reemphasize this as far as what they should do about the starting pitching. They got to make the deals. We were told 7 to 10 days a week ago. So that now leaves us with today through Wednesday.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Bruce Levine said the Cubs were in talks and something could happen that quickly, but I'm interested to see what happened. It's interesting because John Heyman was on with Mully and Haw this morning, and you know, Sandy Alcantara got blown up over the weekend.
Again.
So you're wondering, who's coming to save the Cubs?
And why does everybody want him to come to... Everybody here, oh, you got to get this guy. Why?
His ERA rounds up to 7. That's not a good thing. Listen to John Heyman talking about Alcantara versus, say, Mitch Keller.
I mean, it couldn't be traded up until yesterday because they just had the Mitch Keller jersey giveaway day yesterday. So maybe it's today or tomorrow, right? I mean, you can't trade him when you're giving away his jersey. So, you know, maybe that's a possibility. There's nobody great out there. There's no savior on the way. Skeens is not getting traded. Sale not getting traded. Now hurt, but not getting traded. I mean, you know, we keep talking about Alcantara. He's got a 7 ERA. So, you know, I mean, I saw one periodical or whatever we call that, one website say, oh, trade Cade Horton, Ballesteros, and two other top and four prospects who the good fans have heard of, and certainly Cade Horton is performing pretty well at the major league level. Trade him for Alcantara. Alcantara has a 6.98 ERA. I'm not trading for him for under any circumstances, certainly not giving up Cade Horton for him. So I don't know that there's a savior out there. I would rather, I think at this moment, I'd rather have Keller than Alcantara, but there's no number one pitcher. So I mean, they got a good team. You've got Shota back now. They're in a good situation, not great like they were, but I think they're in a pretty good position.
So there you have it from John Heyman. No one's coming to save the Cubs is what he's basically saying. You're going to have to hope somebody bottoms out that has a good starter.
May I enter another name into the chat?
I'm open to all the names.
If we're doing things we heard on the Mully and Haw show, with the Mully and Haw whispers from the morning today, I see your John Heyman. I can't believe it! And I raise you. I prefer Bruce Levine. Bruce is my guy. Okay,
I'm listening.
I prefer Bruce. I'm
all in on the 670 The Score insider.
Give me Bruce 10 times out of 10. He did mention today that somebody the Cubs are talking about and is ready for this. This is a little bit off the path. Ryan McMahon, third baseman for the Colorado Rockies.
Can't even believe it.
This year, a 1.4 WAR. He has 12 homers. He is batting .220. As we know, I think you might know this, Marshall. It's a pretty bad team that he plays for this year.
You're going
trying to get to the rest of the stats.
The change of scenery.
.322 OBP, .394 slug, OPS 716. Yeah, change of scenery. He's supposed to be. We know he's a better player than that, but. Yeah, that is per the third base conversation. I know it was a little bit of a left turn away from the pitching.
No, I get it.
These are guys that the Cubs are thinking about.
Just want to let you know, Ryan McMahon this season against lefties specifically, a .215 batting average, .303 on base, and a .329 slug. Yes, he has numbers against righties.
Who that?
Ryan McMahon, the guy you just mentioned. Okay. I just wanted to,
I was going to say, I wanted to give
you context.
I should have mentioned right up front, he is a lefty, which doesn't necessarily, on the surface, take care of the Cubs. I can't believe it!
Yeah. All right. Taking a break from the Cubs. We'll return to that. Russell Dorsey's going to join us for the entire 1 o'clock hour.
What?
By the way.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.